This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Biden critics push for blank ballots in New York's Democratic primary to protest the Gaza war. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for rain in New York City with a high near 48 and a low near 43. Before today's top story, the New York City Council on Monday unveiled a $113 billion budget proposal that would revive Sunday public library service and reverse other cuts implemented by Mayor Adams. The left-leaning council's plan comes in response to Adams' $109 billion blueprint introduced in January. His plan backed off from some feared budgetary cuts and came with a larger price tag than the $107 billion budget the city adopted last June, but would keep libraries shuttered on Sundays and maintain other cost-saving measures. Council leaders have held that the city can spend more aggressively in implementing controversial cuts. The mayor has highlighted financial stress posed by the migrant crisis and the loss of COVID-era stimulus money. But Council Speaker Adrian Adams, a Queens Democrat who is not related to the mayor, said Monday that the council's economists project more revenue than the mayor's office. She said budget cuts made by the mayor have been far too broad and have hurt New Yorkers. And New York City food delivery workers are getting a new near 9% pay bump starting Monday, Mayor Adams announced. Workers for apps like Uber Eats, Grubhub, and DoorDash will now make $19.56 per hour spent making deliveries, or an increase of around $1.50 every hour. Monday marks the first of two scheduled staggered pay increases that will bring the minimum pay rate to at least $19.96 in 2025. The next increase will go into effect on April 1st, 2025. It's the latest in a slew of recent city policies aimed at addressing the boom of delivery workers after e-bikes became legal in 2020. A pandemic-era surge in to-go orders, among other factors, has created a flood of delivery workers and bikes the city is now trying to regulate. The minimum wage, the nation's first for app delivery workers, started at $17.96 and took effect in December 2023. Before that, workers made an average of $5.39 per hour. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Critics of President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza are pushing for Democratic voters to cast blank ballots in Tuesday's otherwise snoozy primary, as some Republicans plan to vote for Nikki Haley to express opposition to former President Donald Trump. With no option to vote undecided or uncommitted, under New York election rules, progressives and backers of Palestinian rights plan to cast blank ballots to express opposition to the bloody war that has been going on for close to 6 months and counting with no end in sight. But the State Board of Elections says it has no plans to release totals for blank ballots Tuesday night with a normal release of primary election results, meaning it may be difficult to assess the effectiveness of the protest. Kathleen McGrath, a spokeswoman for the State Elections Board, said the primary is actually a battle for delegates to the two parties' national conventions, making the blank ballots irrelevant to the delegate count. Organizers of the so-called Leave It Blank protests say they will seek to figure out how successful their campaign was on Tuesday by comparing vote tallies with totals of voters who check in at polling places. In Connecticut, Democratic primary voters are permitted to vote for uncommitted delegates in the state's primary, which is also taking place Tuesday, along with Wisconsin and Rhode Island. Anti-war activists in all three states are urging voters in those states to cast votes for delegates not committed to Biden to send a message to the White House akin to the 10% or more of the primary electorate that did so in Michigan and Minnesota, states with large Arab American or Muslim communities. On the Republican side, pundits will likely have some hard numbers to crunch Tuesday night after polls close, as some GOP voters may cast ballots for Nikki Haley or Chris Christie to express opposition to Trump, despite both having dropped out. Even though all of Trump's rivals have dropped out of the primary race, Haley and Christie will still be on the ballot, along with one-time candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. In other Republican primaries since she dropped out, Haley won a significant share of the vote, particularly in affluent urban and suburban areas that are home to many well-educated and moderate GOP voters. Biden's campaign has openly sought to woo Haley supporters to vote for him in November. The protest votes in both major party primaries are being watched closely because even a small number of defectors from either party could play an outsized role in tipping what is expected to be a very close election, especially in a handful of battleground states that will effectively determine the winner. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.